You may also recall in June the despised con man Matthew Murdoch Mills, who has been driving me cuckoo and other people cuckoo for more than a decade now, was arrested and charged with fraud offences in the New South Wales Hunter. He was initially given bail but then rearrested in September and slapped with 8 further charges, including obtaining financial advantage by deception, 2 counts of dishonestly obtaining financial advantage by deception, using a false document to attain property, 2 counts of aggravated break and enter, 2 counts of doing an act intended to pervert the course of justice. He's been locked up in prison ever since, thank God. That's the only way you can stop this low bludger, as I know from my personal experiences. He's the man who in 2010, 10 years ago, attempted to take out an AVO against me, fraudulently claiming I harassed him and intimidated him and threatened his son. He was found in court to have lied, was ordered to pay in excess of $100,000 in legal costs, which we've never received. Since then, he's gone on to pose unsuccessfully as a doctor, kicked out of his home at a caravan park on the Central Coast, even sold an unregistered car to someone, resulting his girlfriend at the time copping a few punches in the head. Last Friday, Magistrate Peter Barnett, Senior Counsel, found Murdoch guilty of driving whilst disqualified, second offence, larceny, destroying or damaging property at the Belmont Local Court. Meanwhile, he was sentenced to 2 months jail for larceny and driving charges, but with time already served, is out of prison now. Meanwhile, he's given an 18-month community corrections order for the property offence in order to pay his victim $1,300 in compensation. We'll tack that onto 100,000 plus he owes us, and the poor bugger that he's owed $1,300 to, you'll never see that, I can assure you. And the only thing the community corrections order will do will be absolutely nothing. This bloke has a life of offending beside his name. He is a con man and a really stupid one. He's got a head like a watermelon. The only thing is, there are seeds inside it, not a brain. Be careful. He'll go by another name. He's been known as the Reverend Dr. Charles McPherson, Matthew Murdoch Mills, Matthew Mills. He goes by a host of names, but I'll tell you one thing. If you have anything to deal with a low bludger, you'll end up with no money in your pocket because he's a tea leaf.